You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, good Saturday morning. Wake up. This is Landon coming at you live from the studio. And this does not sound right in my ear, but that's okay. Hopefully it's good on the microphone.
Good morning. There we go. Good morning. Hey, guys, good morning. Hallelujah. Jesus is risen. He is real. It is Memorial Day weekend. Listen to me. This weekend is a big deal. And there's going to be basically two groups of people. Sober people full of joy, peace, love, happiness, serving God, having a good time, enjoying their family, enjoying the fruits of life, the things that make a difference, and those who might end up in jail. So, I'm just saying. So, the deal is, why don't you enjoy this Memorial Day? Why don't you remember it and let it be actually a memory? Let the memorial be a memorial. Huh? Come on board with Christ this morning. Learn how to enjoy life sober. Learn how to enjoy life by the fruit of the vine, Jesus Christ. Make it the first Memorial Day that you go, man, that's unreal. You know what, Landon? I feel 100 times better than I normally do on this same holiday. My family was so proud of me. Everybody loved me this Memorial Day because I loved the King. I decided to turn my life over to Him. And you know what's good about it? If you do it today, you won't forget it. It's Memorial Day. How can you forget the day you celebrate, you accepted Christ? Memorial Day weekend is when I accepted Jesus Christ. That's a pretty good memorial, buddy. You want a good one? That's one. If I wasn't saved, you know what I'd do? I'd get saved. So while we're doing this broadcast, if you want to call up here and say, man, you were right, man. I'm tired of being stumbling around every Memorial Day. I hadn't remembered him for 30 years. 221. There you go. There you go. Somebody's getting on board. 221-1100. 221-1100, and the out-of-town is 888-221-8990. The out-of-town is 888-221-8990. You can listen on the web. You can catch this broadcast right now at WCNO.com. WCNO.com. And I suggest you put the whole thing, otherwise you'll get too many options. WCNO.com. Click live broadcast, you're in. You can call anybody anywhere and say, get on your computer, fire it up, type in WCNO.com. This broadcast will come up and listen to what this man has to say this morning. If you miss it, do the same thing. Go WCNO.com and just click on demand. Bam, pick anyone up you want forever. Been on here forever. No, we've been here a long time. Listen, good morning. This is Landon. This is not Bob. I am Bob's son. So this is son of a Bob. How's that? I'm just being funny this morning. Listen, you ready? Oh, we got a live call. Somebody wants Jesus, man. We're going to put everything aside for that right now. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How about you?
I'm blessed. I'm calling for prayer. I don't remember Memorial Day last year, but I do remember this year that I'm going to be praying and standing, and I need someone to stay in agreement and fast with, you know, to stay to keep me straight and narrow with God this year. And bless my home, and I listen to you all the time.
Cassandra,
and
right?
I say it's a blessing to hear from you. I'm from calling from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Oh, amen. What's your name?
My name is Shawanda.
Shawanda, awesome. Awesome.
And I rededicated my life back to God, and I just ask God to keep me in my family this year and keep you on the radio.
Man, Shawanda, I love this call, man. You are a precious child of God. Listen, I'm not only here live on the air. My wife is sitting right next to me over here in the corner.
Okay.
And so you said you need someone to stand in the gap and stand with you. We are here.
Yep.
And the beauty about having a husband-wife team, you know, the word says the two become one flesh. So the prayer of a husband and wife or a team is probably a little more weight than just a single person. You know what I mean? So we're going to come into agreement. We're going to stand with you, girl, all right?
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
That's it. Father God,
y'all,
we come to you this morning.
For my marriage.
Say it again.
Standing in the gap for my marriage as well.
Amen. 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 You know the deal. God's a covenant God. He sets that covenant. He sets that thing. The devil, from day one, starts everything he can to try to break it. So we're going to stand in the gap for you. Father God, we love this phone call. Shawana's awesome. Awesome. What a wonderful call. To call up and say, Jesus, I need some people of God to stand in the gap with me. I need some power in my life. Today, this Memorial Day is going to be special. I turn it over to you. I turn my marriage over to you. I turn my finances over to you. She turns her life over to you. She's done it recently, and we're coming back to the kingdom. We're tired of walking in that other kingdom of darkness. There's nothing there for her. Nothing there for any of us. So we're on board. We're all in with you, God. 100% Jesus, we are your children. We praise you. We love you. We speak blessing over her life. I want the blessing of Abraham to reign on this woman, and she will continue in her word that you'll know she's your disciple. Indeed. Indeed. In the name of Jesus, we come into agreement with you. Father God, we love you. Jesus, we are so grateful to you. And Holy Ghost, we let you loose and let your power work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
How's that? I think I'm floating out of the chair here. You hear me? That thing will preach right there.
And safe Memorial Day.
You too. Thank you for calling so much.
God bless you.
All right,
hey, ministry. Bye-bye.
Listen, tell some other people in your neighborhood and all that to tune in.
I still will.
I love you, baby. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you too. Bye. Woo! Man, we are. Man, let me tell you something. Listen. The only reason, time to get good. Turn up your radio, get your Bible out, dust it off, wake your dog up, say, man, we're finna preach to you. Get somebody, your neighbor, call somebody. The only reason your life and the life of those you know and love is not everything you think or desire that it should be is because you lack the faith to elevate yourself and those around you into the kingdom of God. Let me say that again. That's a wonderful opening. Listen, the only reason your life and the life of those around you that you know and love is not everything you think or desire that it should be is because you lack the faith to elevate yourself and those around you into the kingdom of God. Last week, we talked about abiding in the vine. Remember that? We were in John 15. Jesus said, abide in me and I abide in you as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Right down from there, he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. So we know who's who. He is the vine, we are the branches. Now, listen to the verse again. He says, abide, continue, always be mindful of, surrounded by, encompassed by me. Abide in me, and I abide in you, as the branch, which is you and I, cannot bear fruit of itself. So if you think for one second, well, I'm not, you know, Lance, I don't continually abide in Christ. I'm like every other Christian, you know. I'm in sometimes, I'm out sometimes. Yeah, I do pretty good every now and then. I'm at the bar, whatever. It don't work. He said, abide in me and I abide in you. If you don't do that, he said, the branch, which is you, cannot bear fruit of itself. So if you stopped abiding in him continually and decided you're going to walk in the flesh half the time, most of the time, and be about Jesus some of the times, he cannot bless you. He cannot allow you to bear fruit, or he would be a liar. So let's put that on the table here this morning. Let's look at the true facts and let's go, okay, so I'd better abide in him all the time if I want the fruit of my life to be abundant for my family, for me, for the glory of God, more important than anything else. So let's focus on verse 7 real quick. He says, like I said, this is verse 7 of John 15. I want you to see this before we move on. John 15, we're going to focus on verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Ooh, now we're talking, boy. You got to get in that Bible. There's no way around it. You can't duck the Bible and get the blessing of God on your life. How's that? You can't shun the word. You can't just listen to TV preachers and really receive the full abundance of the blessing of God in your life. You'll get something from the TV preacher. Don't give me, as long as you get the right one. You get the wrong one, you might get something you didn't want. But anyway, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. What? We could just hang it on that right there. If you abide in me and my words now, the words of Jesus, abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it, your will, shall be done unto you. Drop down to verse 10. He says, if you love me, How many people love Jesus right now? Let's just do that. Let's just go there. How many people listening to the sound of my voice claim and proclaim on a daily basis that you're a lover of Jesus? How many people love Jesus? There you go. All right. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. So he says, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall continually dwell in, other words, abide in my love. Well, man, I don't even get in my word anymore, Landon. I can't find time. You don't understand. I'm working three jobs. That's why you're working three jobs, by the way. If you get in this word and let this word begin to be enriched in you and start to bless you, somebody will offer you one job. With enough finances on that one job, you can let the other two go. You can have a life again. You don't have to work 65 hours a week. You can work 40, 45, make it happen all day. If you keep my commandments, to keep them, you have to obtain them. To keep it, you have to, if somebody gives me a $100 bill and I keep it, I had to get it. I can't keep the $100 bill unless I got the $100 bill. You have to get something to keep it. If you keep my precepts, my prescriptions, and my commandments, then you shall be able to abide in my love, is what he's saying. Even as I have kept my Father's prescriptions, precepts, and commandments, and abide in his love. If Jesus had to do it, did you catch what he just said? Even as I have done this, he says, I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. Why did Jesus abide in the Father's love? Because he kept the Father's precepts, prescriptions, and commandments. How do you get in him? How do you get in him? Because he just said, abide in me, and my words abide in you. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Well, how do I abide in your love? How do I abide in you? How do I get in him? How do I get in Christ? Only through his word. I want that to sink in. Only through his word. No other word can nurture and water the seed that has been planted when you accept Christ to grow you into good spiritual fruit. No other word, let me say it again, no other word has the power or the life or the spirit attached to it to be a living spirit in you, to manifest, to water and nurture the seed that was put in you when you accept Christ so that you turn into and become spiritual good fruit. You cannot get in Christ Jesus unless you are in his word. You cannot get in Christ Jesus unless you are in his word. You can get about Christ Jesus. You can go around Christ Jesus. You can hang around other folks that are in Christ Jesus. You can get some resemblance. You can see it. You can see it around you. You can smell it. You can watch it from the pulpit. You can see other people getting it. But you yourself, you personally yourself, the spot that you tell no one about, you won't get in him and you won't have him dwelling richly in you apart from his word. Why? He, God, designed it that way. To continue in him, you must continually be in his word. What does that mean? Being in his word is being in him. Let me say that again now. Everybody wants to be in Christ. Oh, I'm in Christ, man. I'm in Christ. Being in this Bible, being in this book, being in this word of God is being in him. Look at John 1:1. Let me flip there. I didn't have this in my, let's just do it. John 1:1, what's he say? In the beginning of what? Everything. Everything. Your life, your walk, your mindset, your power, your spirituality. In the beginning of time when God spoke and formed the earth, he means all. When he says in the beginning, he means period. In the beginning of all things. So he says in the beginning was the word. You got that? Whatever it is you're trying to move through, forget it, man. If you haven't backed up and put the word in the beginning, you're starting with everything backwards. The motive is backwards. The power is coming from something besides God. You can't expect the blessing, and you won't have the power to move. Nothing else has the power to cut through a possible divorce. Nothing else has the power to cut through cancer. Nothing else has the power to cut through, I lost my job. Nothing else has the power to cut through, I can't get to work on time because I'm hooked on whatever. Nothing else has the power to come through. I ended up with this little health problem. They put me on this certain medication. Now, from there, that was 10 years ago. And from there, it has elevated Landon to where I have multiple health problems. I'm a total wreck inside. Psychiatrically, I'm a mess because of all these prescriptions. I can hardly think straight. And now you should see my medicine cabinet. I've got more prescriptions in there than you can. Oh, Landon, you would freak out if you saw the way I'm living. In the beginning, I'm trying to tell you right now, start over. Today, Memorial Day, you won't forget it. You won't forget it. You'll go Memorial Day weekend, 2016. I heard this man, Landon, come on the air. Forget about my name. Doesn't even matter who I am. That's not important at all. I heard some man come on, representing Christ. And he said to me, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word of God was God. In the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word of God was with God, and that very Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, you're looking for that breakthrough today. You're looking for that miracle today. You're looking for that restoration today. All things were made by Him. Catch that word. This has already been done for you, and He's waiting on you to come and get it. Let me give you something up front. You're not waiting on God. Many people get deceived. The devil fools you into thinking you're waiting on God. You are not waiting on God. All things were, past tense, made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Lord, make me over. It ain't happening without Him. It's not happening without Him. You're not going to be made over. Your marriage is not going to be restored. Without Him, did you hear what the Word says? I'm giving you the truth. I don't know what others are giving you, but I'm going to give you the truth here this morning. All things were made by Him. Without Him, apart from Him, moving on my own accord, figuring it out, I got this thing, was not anything made that was made. Let's get back and roll with this. This Word is the verbal expression of His nature and His authority. This very Word of God, the one that you just can't find time to put the important people, that's a little joke there, because God should be your number one priority, but the people become so important in your life. I can't put the important people aside. You understand? They depend on me. Well, what they're depending on ain't that great. If you had this first, you'd really have something to offer them. This Word is the verbal expression of His nature, of God's very nature, and His authority. That's why when you look at something, when you say, devil, I've had enough, you will get your hands off my family. You'll get your hands off this property. You'll get your hands off this house, and you'll get your hands off me. My marriage will be restored. My health will come back and spring forth abundantly in the name of Jesus. When you say that, that word, and then go into Scripture and find it. Go into Scripture and find it. Find the promise. Find where He's promised you healing. Find where He's promised you abundant life. And ye shall have life, He said, Jesus said, and have it more abundantly. Go find that scripture and put it on the devil and say, that's the scripture. That's the promise. God gave it to me. Did you hear that, devil? It's in the book. God penned it for me. And this word is the verbal expression of God's nature and His authority. And you know it. He's gone. He's gone. He'll mess with a lot of things. He won't mess with God's authority. The Word is the character and commitment of Jesus Christ. It's everything about Him, His healing virtue, His power, His dignity, His majesty, His kingship, His lordship. It is the Word. And when I say, and it's the commitment of Jesus Christ, He promised you these things. He promised you these things. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall the person that believe on me do also. And you know what? Greater works than the ones that I've done shall the person that believes on me do, because I'm going to go to my Father to make sure it happens for you. There you go. I just gave you one. I just gave you a golden nugget from heaven. That's the commitment. So this word is the character and the commitment. Christ made a commitment to you. In that verse I just read to you, which was John 14:12, He committed to you a promise. Now you get in your word, find the committed promise from your Lord, and cleave to it with all your life. Cleave to it. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. I'm painting this picture today because many of us think we have a relationship with God somehow apart from His Word. I got to give you the truth. That's deception. That's deception. You know about Him. You know of Him. But you don't personally know Him personally. Just you and Him in a love relationship apart from that Word. God somehow apart from His Word. No. You have to be in the Word. Jesus said, if you continue in my Word. I got just a few minutes left, but this is the meat of it all. Pay attention. Pay attention, please. And listen, if you need Christ, I'll put this whole thing aside right now. 221-1100. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. If you continue in my word, he said, let's look at what he said and what he promised if you continue in his word. What happens when you continually do something? When you continue to, when you do something day after day after day after day, you will not give up and you continually do this thing, you get results. Woohoo! Listen, when I'm talking to somebody here this morning, when you continually do something, you get results. Let's say you decide to take a course and learn another language and you continue on this course for several years. Next thing you know, you are as fluent in that other language as your native tongue. Why? Because you refuse to give up. You said, I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. Nothing can hinder me. I'm on this path and I'm gonna finish my course. Well, when you refuse to give up, you continue in this thing, you receive the results you were desiring. Such is the kingdom of God. If you continue in God's word, it becomes your native tongue. You got to get this. I got to give it to you again. If you continue in God's word, this Bible becomes your native tongue. When God's nature dwells richly inside of you and continually comes out of you, you will be transformed, totally made new. God has that kind of power, transformed into the image and likeness of Christ. Let's hit some heavy verses real quick in these last 5 minutes. Ready? John 8:31. If you continue in my word. Now, I've already given you all the pre-stuff. Just listen to the verses. I don't have to explain them now. You already know what it means to continue. You mean to stay in constantly day after day after day and not give up. Day after day after day and let nothing hinder you. Let nothing sidetrack you. Do not give up. Keep your eye on the goal and go for it. John 8:31. If you continue in my word, then and only then are you my disciples indeed. Oh, man, me and Jesus, I'm all about Jesus Christ. I'm his boy. Are you continuing in his word? He said, now this is from the master's lips. This is Jesus' lips. If you continue in my word, if you're constantly in my word and continuing there and won't let it go no matter what, then you're my disciple. And then he throws in that little clause, indeed. Indeed. That means I know for sure. I have no question you're my disciple because you won't let your word go. You realize that word is me. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth, what's that truth do? Make you free. Heard y'all say set. That's open the cage and let a bird out. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the maker. The maker doesn't set you free. He makes you free. Big difference. He's the only one with the power to totally redesign you from the inside out, make you a brand new creature. A brand new creature. I am, ready now? Jesus said, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then he comes back here in 14:6. He says, hey, I am the truth. I am the truth. You see the connection? You're continuing in the word. The word is him. The word is God. Remember, in the beginning was the word. Word was with God. The word is God. Well, now you're continuing in his word. And he says, you shall know the truth. The truth will make you free. Then he comes down here in John 14:6 and says, I am the truth, man. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And then Jesus says clearly, he says, there's no other way. He says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. When he says, I'm the way, that's it. That's it. You can't go through nobody else. You can't go to the man standing to my right. You can't go to me. You can't go to my wife. No one else can carry you there but him. We can introduce you to him and he'll take you there. You know? Now, John 15:9, he says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. That's major. That's major, 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 major. As the Father has loved me, I've loved you the exact same way. Then he says, continue in my love. What's that mean? Don't put your word down. Don't put your word down. Colossians 1:23. This is awesome. I'm going to kind of end with this one. He says, if, and this if, man, you got to look at if in scripture is major. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Here's the whole deal. You can have what you want. You can have what you ask for in Christ. Your health can be restored. Your marriage can be restored. I don't care what it is. Your joy can be restored. Your peace can come back to you. Your finances be blessed. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and do not be moved away from the hope of this gospel. Don't let nothing else get you that busy. You can't get in your word. He says, listen, you got to continue in the faith. And then he says, grounded. Remember? That means I'm not moving. Grounded means I don't care, man. I know that ball game's serious. I know it's the playoffs. I have not been in my word in 2 days. I got to get in the word today. I'm grounded. I ain't moving. Now he says, be settled. Settled means I'm not changing my mind. I don't care what you say to me. You might as well go on, because if I have to go in my garage or on my rooftop, I'm taking my Bible and I'm spending some time in his word today. How are you to continue and carry on in the faith? Then he tells you, be not moved away from this good news. Listen, God knows the power of his word. He knows that if you take a close look and a close dose, get yourself a dose of Romans 10:17. Put that in your medicine cabinet. So then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Boy, you want mountains to move, you got to have the faith. Now, how's it come? By hearing the word of God. He knows his word will open up your spiritual eyes and ears, and that because of the power of his word, faith will come to you. Faith will come to you because of the power of this very word you got to get into. Listen, I got to sign off here in a minute. I need you to email me this week. We want to help you. Got great godly free counsel at trylifeline@gmail.com. Try Lifeline. How easy is that? TRYLIFELINE. Try Lifeline at gmail.com. Let me go a little slower for you. No, I'm just being funny. Listen, sorry, guys. Try Lifeline. TryLifeline@gmail.com. It's so easy. Free godly counsel for you right there. Listen, partner with us. Partner with us. We've been doing this thing for a while. It's great when we have people come on board. Not only does it help us stay on the air, not only does it lift the financial burden of staying on the air, but it also puts you in partnership with us. When we see your seed, listen, when you tithe to this ministry and your seed comes in, man, we look at that seed, we say, God bless Mary and Martha, whatever your name is, you know? Thank you, Lord, for letting them tie to the seed. Please, please, because they were faithful with their finances to you, Lord, because they've said, here, I trust God with my money. Lord, bless them in the area of finances. That's what happens. That's how this thing works, okay? It helps us stay on the air. I told you that right up front. But the blessing you get from sowing and reaping is why you do this, wherever it is. If you're not going to tithe here, tithe somewhere, or sow your seed with someone else, partnering with us is a good thing, though. It really is. And you can do that by Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Just, hey, partner with us. Send whatever you can do. Pray about it. See what God wants you to give. And give it to Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That is Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Let me pray for your safety. Father, on this Memorial Day, call your children home. Spirit, reign on this earth and call your children home. Let them be safe. Let them be prosperous in you. Let them be God conscious and Christ minded in all things they do this Memorial Day. Let us thank and praise and love and adore and glorify you. At our barbecues, let us bless our food before we start. At the things we do, let us pray over the meals and pray over our families. Father, we love you. We thank you for this Memorial Day. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline. Try Lifeline at gmail.com. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.